Buenas tardes y bienvenido a Planeta Estela. I am your host, Veronica Vilsky, and we will talk today with John Brenner of California, who is currently attending a Spanish immersion program in Buenos Aires with his wife, Heather. John, welcome, and thank you for taking time out of your program to speak with me.
Oh, thanks. No problem, and happy to do it.
So you mentioned to me that you had previous Spanish instruction. Can you describe what that was?
Sure. I took Spanish actually all through grade school and high school. So I had about 12 years of Spanish, formal Spanish education. But I'm just one of those people that don't pick up languages very well at all. So while probably in high school I was decent with the language, that was good 15, 20 years ago, and I definitely am not right now. But so have had it in the past, but definitely not up to snuff.
So what kind of hooked you on continuing to learn Spanish just recently?
Well, I used to be in the military, and during that time I was stationed in Spain for a while, and I picked it up a little bit more then, which kind of, I think, refreshed my desire to learn another language, and that really was pretty much it. I've always wanted to just know another language, and since I had a background in Spanish, I figured that was probably the most appropriate path to continue along.
Yeah, from knowing some Spain Spanish to taking classes in Argentina, how did that kind of differ?
I didn't really get a chance to. I definitely didn't take any classes, Spanish classes while I was in Spain. It was just kind of colloquial language speaking with the people over there a little bit, at least what I could get by. But I definitely did notice there's slightly different vocabulary. And definitely different pronunciations of certain sounds and words from over there, but really it's not anything that's overly difficult or insurmountable by any means.
Good. So what was your biggest challenge in booking your Spanish immersion program and then coming to attend it?
I would say actually we're in a bit of a unique situation since my wife and I both came down here and we had two small dogs, so we brought them. We wanted to bring them with us because we live in California, but none of our family lives anywhere nearby. So we didn't really want to ask someone to watch them, and it would have been very, very expensive to, board them or anything like that for this length of time. So we would bring them with us, and actually figuring out how to get them into the country and get all the paperwork and all that kind of stuff done. And then on the flip side, now we're kind of getting ready to leave here in a couple of weeks. So we're starting that process as well. So I would say really that was probably the most difficult thing for us. The only other thing maybe that might have been, I wouldn't say was difficult by any means, but it was just a decision we made. And that was which country to go to. I know it's offers courses in, I think, in Peru. I know in Chile. Here in Argentina, so just deciding which one of those cities we wanted to spend 6 weeks in was a decision, but I feel like we made the right one.
That's great that you brought your dogs.
Yeah.
What are their names?
They are Cooper and Zoe. They're two little Yorkshire Terriers, about 5 pounds.
Nice.
So they.
Oh my goodness! Have they adjusted well to the traveling?
What's that?
Have they adjusted well to the traveling?
Yeah. I think, like I mentioned before, being in the military, we've traveled all over the place and actually got little dogs because we knew we moved around a lot, we traveled a lot, so they were easily mobile. So they adjust well.
That's awesome. So you are my first guest on an interview that has attended one of our schools with a spouse. So has this experience strengthened your relationship or changed the way you see each other at all?
I don't know that I would say it really changed the way we see each other, but from a, any time you can, I think, spend with a spouse, especially in our situation where we've spent so much time apart through the course of our relationship, that having some dedicated time together like this has definitely been a great experience. And then as well as adding something like this, learning a new language, some kind of challenge that we can both share an experience together has definitely been a good experience for us, and we've enjoyed it. I think, I'm a little better at the language than she is just because I've had more training in it or more more school in it, but you know, she has more experience in some other languages too. So, but overall, yeah, it's been really enjoyable for both of us.
That's wonderful. I'm trying to convince my husband to take Spanish immersion classes with me, but it has not worked so far.
Well, it's definitely a hard opportunity to pass up. I mean, we both love to travel, and so this was a great, I guess, opportunity and a means to both accomplish learning another language and see a little bit more of the world and experience some other cultures together.
Yep, that's perfect. And then you can go more places too then afterwards.
Yeah.
Speaking the language.
Hopefully.
So you mentioned that your wife got pretty sick on the first day of class. Can you tell me about that situation and how Acela's staff responded?
Yeah, that was actually really unexpected. I mean, we, like I said before, we both travel. We love to travel, and we've done a tremendous amount of travel, and so it was really surprising that it hit her so hard right at the very beginning. But it was the first day of class. We came in, and she just started feeling lightheaded and knew something was wrong. She sat down, and she ended up fainting and was on the ground. And so this is not the first time this happened, but usually the first time in a situation like this overseas in a foreign country, things like that, that it has. So, and to compound it, she was unconscious for longer than it usually is. So I was actually a little bit concerned at first. But the staff was actually, they were terrific. There were a couple of ladies nearby. Nora was one of them, and I believe Liz or Florency. I don't remember off the top of my head at the moment, but I know Nora was. But yeah, they stayed with her. They sat right there. They went and called an ambulance and got the medical folks there, and just, you know, were just very generally supportive, kind, helpful, and that sort of thing, which was nice. I mean, you know, we're both a little bit, I don't know if embarrassed is the right word, but it was kind of an awkward situation to show up on day one and have that happen. Especially, it kind of makes us look like we're just, you know, we don't know what we're doing. We never been outside our house before, and you know, it's but which is definitely not the case. But you know, they were very, like I said, very kind. And as an added benefit that we didn't even realize coming down here was that I don't know all the details of it, but I know there is some kind of insurance coverage that Acela maintains for its students. So the medical care was all covered by that. They were very forthcoming about saying, hey, if, you know, there's any follow-on issues that need to be dealt with, or you need to go see the for a follow-up or whatever needs to be done, go ahead and do it. Just let us know ahead of time and we can help you through the process, but it's all covered under a sales insurance program, so, which was, you know, just kind of a bonus for us.
Yeah, that's a good comfort to have.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
So what is a typical weekday like for in your immersion program?
Well, typically our class starts around 9, so, you know, it's not too early in the morning, so we can kind of relax in the morning a little bit, get to class, have usually about approximately 2-hour blocks of class in the morning, so we're usually done by about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. When there's holidays, which there has been the past few weeks, actually, during the week, then we may have a day off, but the school recuperates, you know, a portion of that every day of the week that we're in class. So it's been happening frequently that we'll end up in class for an extra hour. So we may not get out till 2, but regardless, it still gives us the rest of the afternoon and the evenings to enjoy the city and enjoy the area. And same thing on the weekends. And it's been nice. The school actually provides different activities, probably more days of the week than not. They're all elective. They're by no means mandatory and usually pay a little bit extra for them, but it's a nice way to get to know some of the other people in the school, get an opportunity to interact with some of the, you know, the local culture and the local people here from Buenos Aires, and, you know, take advantage of some of the great opportunities in the city. It's activities.
So which of the activities have been your favorite?
Well, my wife, I'm sorry that my wife isn't here right now to do it. I think she would probably say tango. That was one of the driving I guess, forces behind coming to Buenos Aires is she had a strong desire to learn to tango. So we've actually done that a few nights, and it's been fun. I'm not much of a dancer, but I'll humor her. But I think for me, I honestly don't know what the best thing is. I really have enjoyed a lot of different things. I really enjoy the wine down here. So we've been doing a couple wine tastings, which have both been, which have been a lot of fun, and the food. We're both big steak eaters, so having lots of opportunities to eat really, really good beef is always a nice thing. And then there's lots of different just museums and shows and things like that, whether it's the theater or music or markets or whatever that are really a lot of fun. So I think for me, it's not one really specific thing, just I think the whole experience of seeing a different culture and all the different opportunities that a new city that has to offer.
Definitely. So what is your favorite restaurant to go find some good steak?
Actually, ironically, I think my favorite restaurant, I did not eat steak there, but it's, we have a little apartment right a couple blocks away from the school, and there's a restaurant called Melo, just M-E-L-O, that is probably about a block away, and it's heavily Italian influenced, but it's really, really good. We both enjoyed that, and it's reasonably priced to boot, so that was nice.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
And what wine has, like, what variety of wine have you guys enjoyed?
Of course, Malbec.
Nice.
and another white they have here too, called Torrontes, which apparently I don't think the grape originated from here, but both of those, for reds Malbec and for whites Torrontes, they're both really, really good, we think.
Yeah, Malbec is one of my favorites, so I need to get down to Argentina.
Yeah, we probably just started drinking some before we came down here, probably the 6 months or so before we arrived, and started kind of developing a taste for it, and it is quite good.
Yeah, I always think it's so meaty on its own even.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
And very, it's nice.
Mm-hmm. Going back to school and classes, how is an immersion program different than what you did in high school?
Well, that was actually a bit of a surprise to me on day one. You know, when I have always thought of immersion programs, I kind of just thought of it as, okay, well, it's still Spanish classes, but it's more immersion because you're 24/7 immersed in the culture just by living here. So I was actually a little bit surprised that when you go into class, you kind of check the English at the door. And they pretty much speak Spanish to you all the time. And if you try to talk in English, they kind of look at you like you're crazy and you better start talking Spanish pretty quick. But they're actually very nice about it. So, yeah, it was very different than any classes I'd taken back home all through school where the teacher would talk in English, explain things in English, even though we'd be learning the different vocabulary and the verb tenses and so forth and conjugations and whatnot along the way, but still everything was explained in English, whereas here it's explained in Spanish, and I think it's a great way to learn, and it's been very, very helpful to just try to embrace it and really understand it, and the teachers have been really, 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 really good. I mean, they're nice, they're patient, they're funny, it all makes for a good experience.
Definitely. And then how many weeks have you been in classes?
So we're about to wrap up our fourth week.
Okay. So what improvement have you seen between, like, stepping in the door week one, day one, and up till now?
I've seen tremendous improvement, both for my wife and myself. I would say especially for my wife. Like I think I mentioned before, that I do a little bit better with it just because I've had so much more classes on it. A lot of it has still been review, but you know, I still need the practice and everything, and just repetition to try to get better. So if I had probably progressed along to other classes maybe a little bit sooner, I probably would have been doing a little bit more, but I wanted to stay with my wife. So, but she's done, her Spanish has come along just phenomenally. well, I think. And I think in general, it's we both kind of surprise ourselves sometimes when we can walk down the street, whether we're asking for directions or talking to someone in a restaurant or just even having a conversation with someone. I mean, it's certainly not like we're, you know, we're pontificating or anything, or, you know, just spitting out some amazing prose in Spanish. we can get by a heck of a lot better than we could when we first got here, and definitely better when we're in Spain.
With traveling with dogs, what accommodations? You said you live in an apartment by the school.
Yeah, yeah.
And has that worked out pretty well?
It has. It was pretty easy, actually. We just booked it through Airbnb. I don't remember if I actually asked the school if any of their apartments took dogs, but I think when I talked to them initially, they said that their apartments were set up basically either as homestays with locals or just individual people in an apartment where you'd be, you know, sharing bathrooms, kitchens, whatever, with other people. And, you know, not that my wife and I would mind that, but, you know, this is also a vacation for us, so we wanted a little more privacy. So we just went off on our own and got an apartment, through Airbnb, which was good. It's worked.
Yeah, that's a good place to find something.
Yeah, and it's been easy, and we've used that quite a bit. Actually, we use that back in the States sometimes too, but we've used that here on some of our weekend trips as well to find places.
Is the area of town in which the school is located and your apartment, is it a pretty safe and secure place?
Yeah, definitely safe. Definitely secure. I wouldn't say it's the most happening place in town, but I'd say it's still very well located. There's plenty of restaurants, stores, things like that, ready access to public transportation, whether it's the metro or the subway. Taxis, of course, are everywhere and very easy and reasonably priced. And it's, I'd say, centrally located to most of the areas in Buenos Aires to get to. I mean, you know, there are some nicer areas, but there's also lots of other good areas to visit. So this seems to be kind of like almost right in the middle of all of it.
Yeah, that's great. So you, having been in the military, both you and your wife, how does Argentina's culture differ from all the places that you've lived or been stationed? And you can just maybe pick the one where you stayed longest or grew up and just talk about how different the cultures are.
We're actually surprised at how similar it was to European culture. I know it's very heavily influenced by the Italians and the Spanish down here, but I think it's been, I think we read somewhere that Buenos Aires was, I don't know, had a very European feel to it. And it does. I mean, whether, you know, just walking around, the architecture, the style of the buildings, and the kind of schedule that the people maintain with, you know, limited breakfast, late lunches, afternoon naps, and then a very late dinner. And it's just kind of a rather laid back culture. It's we find it very similar to the places we've lived in Europe, and we've lived in Spain and Italy. So we found it rather familiar.
Awesome. That is nice to have some familiarity then.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a favorite or memorable Spanish word or phrase?
I would say probably lo siento. I feel like I'm constantly apologizing to people, whether I'm bumping into them or saying the wrong word or something.
Hey, it's a good one to have. It'll help you make friends there.
Yeah, right.
Oh, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, I don't think so. I think it's been a great experience for both my wife and I. We've thoroughly enjoyed our time down here, and the people, the teachers, and everything at Adesela have been wonderful. So we've appreciated the opportunity, and we'd definitely do it again.
Good. Well, muchísimas gracias, John, and it has been a pleasure speaking to you and hearing about your experience in Buenos Aires.
Well, same to you. Thanks.
Yeah, and much luck for you and Heather and finishing up your program, and then getting your two dogs safely home with you.
Yeah, right on. I think we're all set now.
Good.
Yeah, I appreciate it. All right, thanks, Veronica. Have a good one.
You too.